The 2016 NFL Scouting Combine rolls on at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. We found our friend Pete Prisco, a guy who has a lot of good things usually to say about head coach Mike Zimmer. Do you have good things to say about him and his team after 2015?
Yeah, they had a good year. I mean, Mike Zimmer's a good football coach. They have a lot of young talent, particularly on defense. I like the direction the team's headed.
We're not going to rest on our laurels. Won 11 games, won the division title, but can still get a lot better. What are a couple of areas you see where if the Vikings can improve in those areas, maybe they take the next step?
Offensive line, first and foremost. I think they have to get better up front. I know they had some injuries last year with Sullivan and Lode-Holt. They got to make some decisions there with the, you know, those kind of guys. But I think they have to get better up front. If they get better on the offensive line, there'll be a better offense. I think Teddy Bridgewater will be a better quarterback, and they'll be able to make some plays down the field.
With your great work at CBS Sports and CBSSports.com, is this the beginning for you of learning about these college players, or are you already pretty deep into it? Where are you at in terms of knowing these players and knowing the draft?
I'm deep into it. I'm a college football junkie, too. That's what I do all day Saturday. So I'm deep into it. I'm, you know, as far as the All-22 tape and breaking that down, I'm kind of just getting into that right now, but I'm pretty familiar with most of these guys.
I believe you had your first mock draft that you released right before the combine. So who did you mock to the Vikings, and what are you thinking there?
Trying to remember who I mocked. I think I mocked an offensive lineman to the Vikings, if I remember correctly. They got to get better. Maybe it was Decker, maybe from Ohio State, somebody like that. I just think they need to get better up front. I mean, look, they got good young talent on defense. They have good young talent at the quarterback position. They have a running back who can still get it done. They have a good tight end. They need to get better on the offensive line. So I think I mocked an offensive lineman to him. Hey, Matt Khalil's got to, you know, he's got to play better too. I mean, that's a guy, you drafted him high. He's got to get better too.
And on the offensive line, if you put good players next to good players, it can help those guys as well. I mean, that group truly does work as a team.
Well, it's a cohesive unit that has to get repetitions together. And when you have injuries, you're going to have problems getting a lot of reps. So that hurt them last year. But also, there's not a lot of time for an offensive line to grow anymore. It used to be you'd get two practices a day in training camp and bang on each other and get to work together. Well, you don't get that anymore. So you don't get taught the techniques. You're getting install more than you are the techniques. And I think offensive line play as a whole in the NFL stinks. And the Vikings were one of those teams that need to get better at it.
Would you say then that perhaps adding an offensive lineman via free agency would be a move because now you don't have to wait for a guy to develop, or do you like the idea of drafting offensive linemen early in the draft?
Maybe both. I mean, maybe both. Look, there's some decent offensive linemen on the free agency market. You know, maybe Alex Mack, the center, gets there. He's one. Some of the tackles. But I think you got to draft linemen on a consistent basis, whether it's a first-round guy or a fourth-round guy or fifth-round guy. You can develop a guy. You just have to keep trying to get those guys into your program.
All right, you can catch Pete's work at CBSSports.com, and you can catch the rest of our combine coverage all week this week on Vikings.com.